Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 24th of June. In the North West London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Today, we're looking at Psalm 128 and verse 4. It reads, "Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord." Thus, the psalmist says. What is he referring to? He says at the beginning of the psalm that we're blessed if we fear the Lord and we walk in his ways, and therefore we will eat the fruit of our labor. There'll be blessings, prosperity. Your wife will be a fruitful vine, your sons olive shoots. So verse 4, he says, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. There are positive consequences. In other words, he is saying, from fearing the Lord and walking in his ways. I don't know about you, but I don't generally think of fear as being a positive emotion. I don't like to be afraid. And yet it's also true that when we're afraid of the right things, it does bless our lives. It does strengthen us and keep us from harm. Being afraid of what might happen, driving recklessly, is not a bad fear to have. Is that the kind of fear that's expected here? Fear can be translated as reverence or awe. In other words, perhaps the psalmist is saying, let God be who he is, vast, terrifyingly powerful. Do not try to bring him down to your size. Indeed, fearing God helps us to sometimes shut up and hear what he has to say, whether that's in a time of prayer or when we're reading his word. Fear is all over the Bible, of course. It begins in Genesis. There's fear there because of sin. Adam's fear in Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, he answered, I heard you, talking to God, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. Naked, I don't think he was afraid because he was naked physically, but because he was naked spiritually. God knew what he had done in his rebellion. And many people in the Bible did not have an appropriate fear of God. Take Pharaoh. In his confrontations with Moses, Exodus chapter 5, verse 2, Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go. He didn't know the Lord. He didn't know the good reasons to fear him as being the true sovereign of all creation instead of Pharaoh. In Exodus 9, verse 30, Moses, talking to Pharaoh, says, but I know that you and your officials still do not fear the Lord God. Of course, by that stage, they had good reason, but they refused to fear God. That is a very dangerous place to be. We need to have a reverence for God if we're going to be healthy spiritually. Hebrews 12, 28 to 29, moving into the New Testament. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Is God safe? In C.S. Lewis's book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, one of the children asks Mr. and Mrs. Beaver about Aslan, the lion representing God, Jesus. Is he quite safe? I shall feel rather nervous about meeting a lion. That you will, dearie, and no mistake, said Mrs. Beaver. If there's anyone who can appear before Aslan without their knees knocking, they're either braver than most or just plain silly. Then he isn't safe, said Lucy. Safe, said Mr. Beaver. Don't you hear what Mrs. Beaver tells you? Who said anything about safe? Course he isn't safe. But he's good. He's the king, I tell you. Is God safe? No, but he is good. Fearing him leads us into his goodness. Our relationship with him grows healthily as we learn who he is, and that is best learned with proper respect for his otherness. Let's not try and bring God back down to our size, but gaze upon him and let him define who he is. Indeed, he is better described than defined. I like this description found in the book The Joy of Fearing God by Jerry Bridges. Recalling Sinclair Ferguson's description of fearing the Lord, that indefinable mixture of reverence, fear, pleasure, joy, and awe which fills our hearts when we realize who God is and what he has done for us. I pray you will be blessed as you fear God with reverence and awe. Tomorrow we'll go on to the next verse. Until then, God bless.